What are your thoughts on that Pittsburgh Steelers defense as you take a look at them?
Man, they're very multiple, bring different looks, different pressures, different coverages, try and mix it up, you know, try and confuse you as a quarterback, all those good things. And, you know, it'll be exciting. They're very talented. You know, they have talent everywhere. They got Pro Bowlers. You know, they got a lot of young talent, too. You know, so it'll be a good competitive game, be physical. You know, but obviously, like every week, we're looking forward to competing against them.
At last week's game against the New York Jets, a very physical defense that you went against, but your offensive line kept you clean and opened a lot of holes for the running game.
Yeah.
You see similar success, you know, this week and down the road?
You know, we hope so. Obviously, that's how we plan on it. You know, those guys are what make us go. You know, I told them at the beginning of the year, I would always reiterate it in OTAs, minicamp, all that. We're going to go as y'all go. You know, let's make sure we're working hard today. And, you know, just like they showed versus New York, we're going to go as they go. And, you know, they give Latavius a seam. He's going to hit it. You know, they give me time to throw. I'll find it, find a way to get it to someone who's a lot faster than me to have the ball in their hands. So they've been doing a great job. I love those guys.
Where have you seen the improvement from the guys on the right side who haven't been playing together very long?
Man, it's like almost every week. You know, Coach Tice will come in our deal and point stuff out to us, you know, and obviously without getting too much into, you know, their kind of stuff and all that, but there's improvement every week there, you know, whether it's a combination block or whether it's a pass set or whether it's something that's just mental. You know, he's like, check this out, look what they did mentally here. And it's really impressive, and you got to give him a lot of credit too. You know, those guys have put a lot of work in and learning it, but he's got to teach them, him and Coach Tim, they've been doing a great job. You know, there's different things that we do. You know, so it's hard to say one or the other, you know, because then I wouldn't be telling the truth,
right.
And I'm not going to do that. But there's been we do some different things, and you know, to be completely honest, there hasn't been something where we've been like, oh no, this isn't going to work. Let's get out of it completely. But there have been some things where, you know, Coach Musgrave says, hey, if you see this, just do this.
Those minor things.
Yeah. No, it's been good, though.
Let's talk to you now about your success against the Blitzes. How much credit to that, you know, goes to what the Lions do when they make calls up front and you guys over the right?
All of it. All of it goes to them, the wideouts, you know, the running backs, the tight ends, everybody but me. You know, I told you, my job's easy. I just do what my coaches tell me to do.
But at a young age, to be having that success against the Blitzes, I mean,
Is that
surprise you that you guys have, quickly been able to become so good in those situations?
You know, it's something that you know, we put a lot of effort and work into it. So I don't know if surprised would be the word I would use, but you know, it's something that, you know, we definitely want to make sure we, you know, have a hand on. You know, it's definitely something that we want to make sure we can handle, because as I learned through past experiences, you know, from me not even playing but watching other people play, you can't complete balls when you're on your back, you know. And you know, I have just learned, you know, it's something that my brother's taught me since I was little. You make sure you're protected and then go from there.
How's your relationship with your, sorry, pal?
Okay, you want to
go ahead.
You guys have a chance, you know, to make a statement on the road against what, you know, some people are saying a potential playoff team, of course. Do you see this as a defining point in the season and could really show what this team is made of?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say a defining moment. Those are easier to say when you look back on them. But right now for us, it's just, you know, they're obviously so talented. You know, they obviously have playmakers on the whole defensive side of the football, and it's going to be a tough contest, just like this last week was, just like the week before and all that. But for us, we just look at it as, you know, we have to take care of this week. You know, we can't think of it as just a bigger moment or a smaller moment. For us, it's just, you know, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers in their place, and that's never easy for anybody. And so, you know, our goal is to go in there and get a win, but we know it's going to be tough.
Coach, you know, kind of will have a playoff feel, though, to it. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely will. You know, I've heard nothing but, you know, great things about that stadium and their crowd, so it'll definitely have that feel to it.
You look at your relationship with your receivers. We talked about it earlier in the season, but it seems like if you throw a pass to a guy and he drops it, you come right back to that guy.
Yeah.
How does that work, and how does that develop that relationship and that trust factor with that receiver?
Yeah, because they know if I miss one, you know, I don't want them to react a certain way. And just like if they drop one, I don't want to react a certain way. You know, they know that you know, tensions run high and all those kind of things and all that, but there's always a trust there. There's always a trust. If I miss them, they're not worried about the next route. They're going to run it just as hard knowing that I'm going to put it on them. You know, same with me. If they drop one, that doesn't matter to me. I've seen these guys make ridiculous catches, and they know the ball come right back to them.
Derek, when you got together with the receivers in the offseason, yep. Michael was there, Crabtree was there.
Yeah.
How important was it, do you think, and did it send a message to the younger receivers that here's this guy that's been in the league this long and he's willing to go out of his way and come down here and work it out?
Yes.
And second part, did you learn anything about him down there that you maybe didn't know about him before?
Yeah, you know, because I was young in our relationship together. You know, I was young in our growth. You know, so when he was the first one, you know, and I texted everybody, he was the first one that said, I'll be there. Just tell me where to be, and I'll be there. And, you know, little did I know that he was not even in the country the day before, you know. He made a point of being there because, like I've told y'all, he loves to work. And so he didn't care where it had to be. He didn't care where he had to go. He was going to be there. And I think it did send a message. I think it sent a message not only to the young receivers but to this whole place, you know, about what kind of guy he is. And he didn't do it for that reason, which is awesome. He did it because he wants to win, you know. And he knew that if we could put some extra work in and more time together, that would help us win.
I know it's a long way away from the end of the season when this stuff gets discussed and what you say may or may not have anything influence on it.
No.
Go to Reggie and say, get this guy here, we'll bring him back.
I would love Crab to be here for a long time.
Derek, for really the better part of a decade, you had the 49ers on the verge of a Super Bowl, the Raiders struggling to win. And now all of a sudden they're having problems and you guys are really trending in the right direction. Do you get the sense just from being around town that this area is kind of really getting on the bandwagon with what you guys are doing?
You know, I can only speak for us. You know, I don't know what's going on over there. I'm focused here. But I can tell just, you know, on this side of the bridge, you know, there's always been that, you know, that expectancy, that wait. You know, everyone was just waiting, you know, for it to burst. And, you know, as soon as you start winning football games is, you know, I've talked to C. Wood so many times. He said, when you win here, it's like no other place. And, you know, he's done a lot of winning, you know, at different places. But, you know, you can start to see that around town. You know, you start to see it when you go out to eat. You start to see it when you're at the gas station. You know, you just see it, man, and it's cool to be a part of.
But with the young, you have a lot of young guys in this team, including yourself. How do you make sure that you don't get too caught up in that and get ahead of it?
Oh, man. I know I won't. Just because of how I was raised, just because of my foundation, it's just, you know, I've been through the lows. I've been through some highs now. Not as many as the lows yet, but, you know, I've been through some, and, you know, I just try and be the same all the time.
Is that something you monitor? You monitor your younger
Oh, yeah, I definitely keep an eye on it. You know, there's been times where guys get excited and all that, and there's been times where guys get too low, and I just tell them all the time, hey, man, just stay like this, you know, because this game will make, if you start going up and down with this game, you'll be a head case, you know, because there's too much of that, you know. We just got to keep our head down, and as long as our head down and we keep the same routine every week, keep your routine, and if there's something you could get better at, change your routine, make it better, but don't get caught up in all the stuff that happens outside of this.
Last year you didn't win any games on the road. The three wins came here at home.
Yep.
You've won two games on the road so far this year. What have been some of the key differences in how the team travels in preparation for these road games?
You know, I don't know if there's been a huge difference in the travel or anything like that. You know, it's just we're just a year better. You know, we are. We're just a year better on how to handle those things. We're a year better, from a mentality standpoint when we take that trip. You know, I don't know if it's just one thing, but, you know, I just say that we've done it more and we're getting more used to it.
Your O-line was moving and pulling pretty good this past week. Yeah. Would you say it's an especially athletic bunch of guys, or what's your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're very, you know, obviously we have a very big physical offensive line. And, you know, with that you think, oh, just power or counter plays and all that. I mean, these guys can run, you know, which is, it blows my mind. You know, you see Austin Howard, he's one of the biggest guys I've ever seen in my life, and he's 15 yards downfield getting a cut block. You know, you see, obviously we see Rodney, you know, running downfield, Gabe, Donald, see Webb sprinting downfield. You know, it, some of the things they do on film, we take for granted because we're just used to seeing it. But when you really sit back and see it, you're like, guys that big should not be able to move that fast and get that block, you know, reach that guy. So it's definitely impressive.
All right, thank you.
Thank y'all.